Greetings, dear friends. I've just awoken up with something to share. Nothing new, probably very short. It's about waking up, or being awake, or aware, or in a permanent state of satori, or moksha, it's been called from the East. Liberated, free, the ultimate state. Over thousands of years, millions of people have devoted their lives to attaining this state. In the East, they say once you've attained the state, you don't have to come back again. And their theory is it takes about 80,000 lives. And the question always is, how? Now, the few people that have awoken do attempt to share. Well, that isn't actually strictly true. There are two people, so we're told, that wake up, two types of people. One is an arhata and one is a bodhisattva, to use Eastern terms. An arhata wakes up and says, there's no way of sharing this. I'll just wait out until everybody wakes up on their own. And a bodhisattva says, I'm going to share what I've attained and help people to wake up. Two sorts of people. Now, the bodhisattvas, they usually attempt to share in an appropriate way to the way they woke up. So the question is how, and we do have answers. We have it in the ancient scriptures from the East, which are not so easy for our Western brains to understand. But we have people in the West who've awoken as well. The thing is, you have to be awake to understand what these awakened people are saying. And they attempt to share. And we have some very delightful examples. And as far as I translate and understand what they're saying, they all say exactly the same thing. Each in their unique and individual way, they say exactly the same thing. Jesus says it. He says it very clearly. Once you know what he's saying, once you're awake, you know exactly what he's saying. Eckhart Tolle says it very, very simply. And there are lots of other people. They say it. Now, what do they say? Very simple. Are you sitting comfortably? Ready? Be here now. That's it. It's all over. You can go back to sleep now. Be here now. Now I'm going to tell you a story from the East that I really like. And for me, it says exactly how. There was a young man who kept going up to a famous guru. And he said, will you take me as your disciple? I want to wake up. Will you take over and over and over? So one day the guru said, I'm about to go down to the river for my morning bathe. Come with me. So off they went together to the river. The guru took off his clothes and said, come into the river with me. They both went into the river. Suddenly the guru grabs the young man's neck and plunges his head under the water and holds him and holds him and holds him until the young man was sure he was going to die. And then suddenly the guru pulls his head out of the water, turns him round and looks him straight in the eyes and said, when you want to wake up as much as you wanted air then, come back and see me then. Do you get it? You have to really, really want it. Because if not, you'll get distracted over and over and over. You think you want it, but you don't. And when you do want it that much, you have the realization, I've had it all the time. So many descriptions. One is you have to want it with every single cell of your body. Your priority, now listen, your priority in every single moment, every single moment, every single moment, and that's it. You're awake. What we don't realize is, and science is starting to realize now, we're not here. We live life through the function of the brain, and the brain has a delay mechanism in it. And it's not faulty. That's the way it was designed. It was designed to keep us safe, to keep us alive, so we can go on reproducing. So we live life through the memory cells of our brain. We are not here now. When we walk, we don't walk. We're going somewhere. And what all the people that wake up say, don't go somewhere, be somewhere in each moment. Don't put your foot down without being aware you're putting your foot down. Don't move your hand without being aware you're moving your hand. Don't say something without being aware of what you're saying. Let me say that again. Be aware of what you're saying. Every single syllable. Be aware of what you're doing. Every single thing. Don't put the cup down without feeling the handle of the cup, the temperature of the cup, the weight of the cup, it touching the surface, you releasing it. Where does your hand go? Now that's comparatively simple. What's not so simple, while you're doing this, your brain is also functioning and saying things to you. And usually it's not about putting the cup down. It's saying things to the person next to you or what you're going to do. It's thinking about, it's thinking about, it's thinking about being here now. Lots of things I could quote, which I can't remember. Well, one of Jesus. Take no thought of tomorrow. Let tomorrow take thought of itself. Now, tomorrow isn't tomorrow. Tomorrow is this moment. This moment. Don't think of the next moment. Be here now. Jesus also said, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all else is added unto you. The key word is first. First. This moment. Zen says, every second is the first second of your life. First, here, now. And there are thousands and thousands of quotes that say the same thing. Now, there are other people who are talking around it, getting people ready. Ready for what? Ready for being here now. Going through, say, Byron Katie's method to somehow see more clearly the behavior of every moment. And as far as I can see, that is an attempted and quite successful preparation for just being here. Now. And I'll just say it again. It's being aware of not only what you're doing in that moment physically, but what you're actually saying as well. You say what you say. You don't take a cliche off the shelf and let the mind and the voice say it for you. You say it. Whatever you say, you say it. And then I know the most difficult thing is being aware of the thoughts. Not changing them, not interfering with them, just the awareness, just the presence, being here, here, now. That's the word, now. I imagine you can get quite depressed with that, because you think, I don't know how to do it, I've tried, I don't know how to do it. That's right. It's not easy, because the system we're in, the body, the mind, the emotions, is not designed for that. It's designed just to keep us here in what we'll call this dimension, this place, this reality, as safe as possible. And thank you very much. Thank you, mind. Thank you for all the experiences that we've had that helps us to live more efficiently. And while that is our priority, we are lost in what in the East they call Maya, illusion. Now, as I've just said, science is starting to wake up now. The leading edge that gets laughed at always is starting to wake up. We live in our mind, and that is not everything. There is something else. There's something else. And we can talk about extraterrestrials and life after death, but it's much more simple than that. It's very, very simple. So simple, we just don't see it. It's here. It's now. This here, this now. And we're all part of it. We're all one with it. And again, that's a theory, unless you've had a satori or a glimpse or something, which many people have, but then something else becomes their priority and they lose the conscious connection with it. So, friends, listen very gently, very softly. Don't make it into a problem. Don't upset yourself. Just take a look. How much do you want it? How much is it your priority? And then be with that for a while. Don't make it a big deal. Don't make it serious. Don't upset yourself. Be gentle with yourself. Because, as again they say in the East, thou art that. You're already awake. It's just you're not awake to the fact that you're awake. You're still caught in the system, in the mind, as though that is all that reality is. Until that click, like as you get in the satori group, when suddenly, of course, that's right. I'm not that body. I'm not those emotions. I'm not that mind. Because I can see them. I'm separate from them. So what is it that's looking? I haven't found out what it is that's looking. It seems like some people have. But you don't need to know. Because suddenly you feel free of all that conditioning, all those things you've been told that don't work. You're free. You can watch them. My experience, that doesn't mean to say the mind stops. Or you don't go, oh no, have I got to do that? These things don't go away, but they're no longer running your life. You're free because you can watch them. So take it easy, gently, and every now and again, sit down and take a look. And one of the methods that are given is don't get caught up on the inside. Don't think about your thinking. So one easy way is to be more out. What do you see? What do you hear? What do you smell? What are you touching? Now. So be soft and gentle and easy with yourself and take a look. Are you ready? When you are, play the game. That's it for now, loves. Bye.